Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One is made to wonder, as he observes many religious activities in our country, if we are seeking to entertain rather than to worship and to glorify our God. Many modern hymns, if they can be called hymns at all, speak of man's desires, activities, and longings, rather than praising God and exalting His name. Many sermons seem to be designed to excite, to please, and to entertain, rather than to bring honor to our God and to explain His Word. Why can we not take note of how the Bible approaches our God and Father? Paul wrote as follows to the Romans, "O the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out!" Romans 11:33. He concludes his letter by saying, "To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever." Romans 16:27. The Apostle Peter wrote extensively in his first epistle about the persecution God's faithful people will experience. He gave wonderful words of encouragement to those who suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. He wanted Christians in every age to know of the support God's people can expect in this life and the hope of the life to come. In the very first chapter he wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." 1 Peter 1:3-5. As Peter brought his inspired and inspiring book to a close, he sought to exalt the God of this universe. "To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." 1 Peter 5:11. Peter touches on a topic which ought to be very meaningful to every child of God. Our purpose on this earth is to praise, to glorify, to honor, and to exalt our Father in heaven. Paul expressed that truth in his first letter to the Corinthians. "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. We do not exist to find ourselves, as so many modern people say, but to know God and to honor Him by obeying His will. King Belshazzar of Babylon had committed the same grievous mistakes made by many people in our day, including some religious people. "And you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all of this, but you have lifted up yourself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before you. And you and your lords, your wives and your concubines, have drunk wine in them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold and brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the God in whose hand your breath is, and whose are all your ways, you have not glorified." Daniel 5:22-23. We could all profit greatly by a careful reading of the Psalms. Please listen to these excerpts from that great book. "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations." Psalm 57:5-9. May God help all of us to remember the One to whom glory and dominion or strength belong forever. If we are faithful in His service, we will spend eternity praising and glorifying His name. Thank you, and may God bless you.